Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie.
So me and my son, we go to Jimmy John's and we're sitting there and there's a lady. You know how you feel like somebody's looking at you?
Yeah, it is weird how you can always feel somebody looking at you.
Yeah, you just know. Yeah. So I glance over and she gives me a little finger wave. Like, hi there. Hi, how you doing? You know, and I'm like, whoa, scared the hell out of me. I turned back around like, oh, whoa, what the heck was that all about, you know? Did anybody else see this? And I thought, well, this lady's hitting on me.
Has it been a while since somebody flirted with you? Is that why you got nervous?
It's been a while. Scared the hell out of me, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Woo! Man, what a football game last night. Suspense to the very end. That was amazing. On primetime TV, too. You got to love that, right? How about those Broncos pulling it out? Nail biter, man. Woo, had me glued to it. Well, up until halftime, I went to bed after that.
What are you talking about? That was such a dirge of a game. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. On national TV, too.
It was painful to watch.
What just happened? All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show is live and direct to you from the KALC studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on that Odyssey app, which is incredible. Put it on your phone. It's free. And you get us live there. And the podcast after the program. It is a Friday.
Woo!
Yeah!
Friday!
And not only a Friday, it's a bag drop. A tote bag drop Friday. Man, we're headed to Castle Rock. Carson, it's going to be crazy down there.
I feel like today is going to be absolutely nuts.
And it's going to be a good one.
Yep. By the way, we're going to be at 5544 Promenade Parkway in Castle Rock at 7:30.
Boom! Woo! Carson gets in there. Bam! With the little Alice vehicle. He's got bags galore, man. He slides in there. Boom, 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 boom. Bags go flying everywhere. You get your bag, everybody's happy.
It's
right?
Bag mayhem, baby.
Then he hits the road. Back to the radio
That's
station.
That's it.
Right?
We'll it's a quick,
it quick
hit.
We'll make it quick, man. All right, that's going to happen at 7:30 this morning down in Castle Rock at the King Supers. They're on the Promenade Parkway, right?
Yeah.
And be ready. Just be ready. Be down there. Be prepared to get your bag, man. All right, it's going to be a busy day today. This airlines thing that's going on out at the airport, already major problems out there. We'll play you some of that audio. They have live reporters out there from just about every TV station. So we'll get the update on that. Some cancellations today, some delays. Obviously, it's going to be a headache, headache. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you there, Pumpkin?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little groggy today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I took some meds last night, so I'm on drugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good.
Swallowed a few of those.
Nice.
Woke up like, whoa, how's it going today?
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Are you set to fly today?
No, I canceled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did.
You're not going?
No, my head is going to explode off my body.
Oh.
I almost went to the ER last night, and I was like, maybe
probably a good move.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. It's like, I don't know.
Well, now you hate to miss that.
I do, but it's like, I cannot deal with this pain. Like
yeah.
And so imagine if you already have this pain and then you pressurize a plane or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have taken the day off.
Well, I almost did, but he has a bag drop.
Oh. You don't think BJ can fly solo?
I don't. I literally almost called you guys at 2 a.m. and I was like, oh, yeah, he has that bag drop.
BJ solo?
Yeah. Trust me, I was this close.
I would have just thrown on the best of and go with him to the bag drop.
Yeah. Come ride with me, man.
Well, because King Supers has donuts.
Yeah, they do have donuts.
I can fly in there and give me some donuts,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. You should have texted me.
You should have.
I would put the baby on cruise.
Right?
I'd be like the airlines today.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
My son was sweet, though, because I told him, I don't know, like at 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry, Mom. You know, I get it, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'll be home for Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah.
That's just right.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks he'll be home.
Good.
But still, it's a big event.
Of course.
It's something you wanted to attend. Probably you wanted to be there more than he wanted you there.
Probably so.
You know, in most cases, that's the way
for
kids
sure.
are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but I know it's disappointing. Probably the best, though. You make a major fall like that.
Yeah.
And you got your head all jacked up and it's hurting you. You don't want to be 35,000 feet in the air.
Well, and I think, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. I think I have a bit of a sinus infection going on. So,
yeah.
So add that to your pressure and you just gotta take in time bump.
That's a lot.
Yeah
Right?
All right, hope you get to feeling better.
Thank
man
you.
All right, well, it's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yay.
Sorry, it's such a bummer for
and
you.
There's a bag drop.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to Castle Rock.
Yes,
going down there. Do you know they have a rock down there that looks like a castle?
Yeah, well,
it's crazy,
it's a little iffy, though. I mean, you have to have a big, it's like Camelback Mountain. You have to have a big imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My 7-year-old's bought into it.
Oh, has he?
But I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think it's a little iffy, too.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is on the air. We'll play you some of these live feeds out of DIA this morning. The airline situation, obviously a problem for some people. And, causing delays and cancellations. We'll play that for you when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. 5 seconds of summer next summer. We've got your tickets to win. A little pushback today, though. We're going to do it after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. Because
yeah.
Carson's not going to be here to answer phones.
Right.
And Jamie and I don't know how they operate.
Yeah, we don't. We don't, obviously. You've heard the show long enough. You know we don't.
So we have to wait till he gets back from the bag drop in order to give away the tickets. It'll be after 8 o'clock this morning. I think I have my wife's shirt on.
I was going to tell you that. I was going to tell you, you know, that's a
small.
That's a crew neck. And I'm like, that's not the right kind of shirt.
Well, I do the laundry
a
lot.
Yeah.
And our clothes get mixed up a bit.
And it has a crown like you're a princess on it.
I am.
Yeah, it was.
And it's tight. It's really tight.
It's very tight. Yeah. Hello, Simon Cowell.
Yeah. I woke up this morning and, you know, you just grab. You go.
Yeah,
you got to get out the door, right?
Yep.
I think you grabbed my wife's shirt.
It is.
It's a little snug.
Yeah. Well, you look like a bodybuilder. Yeah. That doesn't go to the gym.
It feels funny too. It's just the cut.
Well,
feels
the neck
funny.
Yeah.
I mean, the boobs fit in there perfectly.
And it was funny because I was going to stop everything we were talking about when I first came in to bring it up. I was like, just go on, just let it go.
I wasn't aware of it until I went to the bathroom. By the way, we have a new guy here named Will.
Oh,
anybody met Wiley Will yet?
What does Will do?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I bumped into him coming out of the bathroom door.
and it's before 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What's this guy doing
here? What's Will doing here? Yeah.
Well, I guess he's doing promotions with Tricky Vicky.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got a new guy named Will. He's going to be at the backdrop this morning. So go by there and give him a big slap on the back. Say, hey, welcome, Will.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't slap him, but just welcome him.
That old smack on the back. Hey, Will, welcome. Wait,
you did take some medication, didn't you?
All right, 5 seconds of summer.
You're wearing your wife's shirt. You're telling people to smack Will.
No, on the back. You know, like, hey, buddy, welcome to the party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Like that, right?
Yeah.
And Tricky Vicky, she's going to be there.
Yep.
It's going to be a party over there at King Super.
Sounds like it.
Hey, Carson, don't forget the donuts today. Okay.
What do you mean?
Slide in there and get us some donuts.
You
and
want
come
some
back.
Donuts?
Yeah.
Why? Last time he did that, you didn't need any.
Yeah.
I took them home.
Well, I...
Remember,
so I'm buying you donuts.
I stuck them out of here. I stuck them out of here.
Worry
get
about
out
it.
Of here.
Exactly.
Grab some donuts.
You just you don't hey, want to go. You go to the store every day.
Hey, exactly. Go grab your own donuts.
Send Will in to get
them. Grab your own donuts.
All right, DIA. Big issues this morning already.
Yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man. All right, here we go.
Now, airlines like Southwest and United are already reaching out to their customers, letting them know of this change. Again, starting today, 4% reduction in operations, 6% by November 11th, and 8% by the 13th. And then that full 10% next Friday, the 14th. More than 760 flights have already been canceled across the country so far, 74 of those here at Denver Airport. Now, we spoke with Danny Katz with Copric. He says this is going to have a major impact across the country.
There is a domino effect, and so it's definitely, you know, even if you hear tomorrow that everything has been solved, it takes a while to get everybody back to work, to get the airline and the routes all set up again.
We'll be here all morning, but live at Denver Airport, Jared Dean, Fox 31.
Man, definitely, you know.
Oh, definitely a problem.
You know, a couple of things. First of all, that's interesting they changed it all, right?
Yeah.
Because we were told it was going to be 10% starting tomorrow, but now it goes like 2, 4, 6,
starting
8.
Today.
Yeah, sorry. I meant yesterday we were told about today. Yeah, and so that's really interesting that no, they're going to do a slow roll. So that's
I think they're expecting this government shutdown to end. That's what they're hoping for. Now, do they have insight? Probably not. But I think that's what they're hoping for. So it doesn't hit 10% and everything gets fixed. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
So far today, flights canceled into DIA or out of DIA, 74.
So if you're flying from major city to major city, hub to hub in most cases, you're probably going to be fine.
Also international.
You'll probably have a few delays, maybe some wait times at TSA to get through security, things like that. But if you're flying into some of these smaller airports that you have to take these express flights, that's where you're going to get hammered.
But 74 canceled already this morning before 6:30 is
that's
a lot.
High.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Very high.
Because yesterday at the same time, we only had one.
Man, if they don't get this thing fixed by Thanksgiving... Woo!
Yeah, I know, right?
That's going to be an issue.
Let me tell you something. United, I'm a fan of United. I like United. I fly United. But I don't know. Something's a little shady. I'm going to have to tell you on the app a little bit. So I canceled my entire flight, right? Because just other reasons. But I canceled my whole flight. So they said right now they're giving full refunds. But then all it says now is unticketed. It didn't say like, hey, we've credited your credit card. It just called me unticketed. That's a little shady.
Now, do they give you your money back or a voucher?
No, it said
travel?
Full refund.
Okay.
It said full refund. So I'm guessing right now in this time.
They're notorious for that voucher crap.
Yeah, and I don't mind it because I fly them so much that I use the voucher because they give you a couple of years to use it.
Yeah, well, I'm not just saying United. I'm saying the airlines in general. They're bad about the voucher thing.
Yeah, they keep the money and give you. But this said full refund, but I'm just unticketed.
Plus, you hit that circle of doom, too.
Yeah, I did.
And then, you know, with no update on exactly where you are with your cancellation. So, and that might be just a lot of traffic going to their app to try to fix their situation this morning all over the country. Who knows?
Right. I mean, I'm sure everybody's on the app right now.
This is going to be a mess.
Yep.
If it reaches the 10% threshold by next week, it's going to be a mess. If it makes it to Thanksgiving, you can't even imagine. It's going to be horrible.
The only good news is for those of you that hate your families. Good excuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great excuse. No Thanksgiving, you know, with that weird uncle.
Right.
All that stuff.
And again, it's great for people like me that depend on the RV world. We don't bank on the RV.
Right. Yeah. You don't mess around with that crap.
We hit the road.
Yep.
We love the great outdoors.
Holiday road. Oh, 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 oh.
If you're headed to the airport this morning, you know what to do. We don't have to tell you 15 times. Just check. You got to check because who knows? Who knows what's going on? Tabloid Trash is coming up next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
We didn't even mention it. How about those Broncos? Woo!
No, we mentioned it.
Oh, maybe I wasn't here.
Yeah. Woo! It was a nail biter, man.
Yeah, it always is. It's always at the very end, isn't it? My God. I mean, if that guy would have made that kick, the field goal, we would have been in overtime probably.
Yeah.
But he did not. Anyway.
It was a good one.
It was it's another win.
Oh.
You know, on TV, they said it was 10 in a row, but we thought it was like 7 in a row, right?
I think it's 7.
Yeah. He said 10. And no. I even rewound it to make sure I heard it right.
He's wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they've only won 8 all season.
Can't be
10 in a row.
I don't know.
They've played 10 games.
Maybe that's what he meant.
And they won 8 out of 10.
Listen, they're all getting older.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're all...
Get confused.
They do. Plus, it's a lot of games.
You're covering a lot of teams. Too.
Yep, they sure are. All right, anyway. There's a lot going on this morning. First of all, Elon Musk can thank me. He can thank me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I voted for it.
And you pushed for it, did you?
I got to vote because I'm a shareholder, and so I voted for him to have the $1 trillion payout.
When's he get it?
I don't know.
Hopefully before Christmas.
I know, right?
Because I'm sure he could use it.
Yeah, he probably could. He probably has some layaways.
Right.
At Kmart.
Yeah. This will help. This could get those out just in time. Do you guys get to vote on when he gets a check?
No, that's way beyond me. You just...
Oh man, $1 trillion.
Yeah, $1 trillion payout. Yep, pay package. More than 75% of Tesla's investors approved CEO Elon Musk's record-setting $1 trillion pay package at the electric vehicle maker's annual shareholder meeting. This was on yesterday. He threatened to leave the company if they didn't approve it. But the huge mutual fund owners or whatever, the holders, they didn't want him to have it. I'm not sure why, but they didn't. So it was like all the little people that made up the vote. But the big, like, umbrella ones, you know, the big mutual fund people, I don't know why. They didn't want him to have it at all. Anyway, but he got it. I saw a video, and I can't decide if it's AI or not. But supposedly, somebody had, I don't think it was his robot, but it was one of those weird white and black and white robots, you know, that were kind of introduced and people were able to buy them. And it's in this guy's house and he's like a known influencer or whatever. And he's a, you know, billionaire or whatever. But the robot went rogue. But again, I don't know if it's AI or not, but it broke a mirror. It walked into a mirror, right? And then the guy said, let's see if it can actually cook. So he said, cook me something. Well, the robot put its arm on the pan and all the stuff went onto the floor. And then the robot slipped and fell on the floor and couldn't get up.
Yeah, I've seen that video. I don't know if it's real or not.
I don't know either. What are you seeing there,
Carson? Here's the thing with it. When I see it, it doesn't seem to be shared like it's real, if that makes sense.
That's the one. That's the right one.
Yeah. I was just seeing. I can't tell if it's real or not.
I know.
I mean, it looks real, but then... I
don't think it is.
I don't know. They're calling it an $80,000 disaster. I don't know.
That robot moves pretty smooth, though.
Yeah, I don't know. AI doesn't know either. That's the funny part. AI is like, it's supposedly this. AI sometimes is not helpful either, by the way.
No, at all.
Everybody's mad at us. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
So I can clarify that. It's a 10-game home win streak. Win streak for just general games is 7.
Okay,
for the Broncos.
But 10 in a row at home?
Yes, correct. Okay.
All right, including last season. They do that?
Yeah.
They include last season? That's like some of that weird hockey stuff that you guys do in overtime, right? Some weird shenanigans with the records.
Yeah, if you go to overtime and lose, it's not technically just a... You didn't lose in regulation, so, like, we're unbeaten in regulation.
And you guys don't have to call us dumbasses at freaking 6:30 in the morning on a Friday.
No.
My God, it's a little early for the word dumbass, don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
And it's kind of mean.
Yeah, it is mean.
Also, I'm seeing that Elon's going to get that payout over the next 10 years.
Nice. $1 trillion. Man. That Amber Heard, I'm sure she's glad that she had a baby with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the rumor on the street.
By the way, if you do the math, that's $100 million a year.
I don't know if I could live on that.
It'd be tough.
No, $100 billion.
Billion. Yeah, billion. I was like, wait a minute.
Billion. He's already worth $300 billion.
Yeah.
Cheaper. I'll bet that's taxed high, though. That's a high bracket.
I don't know. They find those ways to get out of it, you know? Yeah. He finds some write-offs.
Yeah.
He writes off all his cars.
He probably donates a lot of Teslas to kids, cars for kids.
Cars for kids. Yeah. Bunch of Teslas for that.
Yeah. Like an entire fleet.
Oh, my God. See, he could, like, buy all the combinations of lottery tickets and win it.
Yeah. But he'd lose money.
Right, but yeah. If he got bored, I mean, yeah. You know, if he just wanted to win. That's kind of crazy. All right, anyway. So $1 trillion. Kanye West went and met a rabbi and wanted to apologize for his anti-Semitic remarks. This is this week, so maybe he means it. We'll see what he means next week. But here's Kanye, number three.
I was dealing with some various issues, bipolar also, someone would take the ideas I had and have me take them to an extreme. You know, people aren't that knowledgeable about the bipolar or what causes it and the way you act when you have this disease. It's a big deal for me as a man to come and take accountability for all the things that I've said. And I really just appreciate you embracing me with open arms and allowing me to make amends.
I'm going to start using that excuse.
That you're bipolar?
Yeah, if I say something a little crazy on the air and people are giving me a lot of, you know, flack for it, I'm just bipolar. I can't help it.
It worked with me yesterday because I said something really off the cuff, but I have a concussion.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you got an excuse, you get off the hook, right?
So if I have a concussion and I say something stupid, it's not my fault. It's my brain acting up.
I don't think bipolar can make you make anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah.
That's a little stretch, isn't it?
You should go with threats.
Isn't that a stretch?
It is.
Seems like it to me.
Yeah. I mean, I know bipolar... What, you get happy and sad or happy and angry or
your
whatever?
Your highs are highs and your lows are lows.
Really low, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I agree with BJ. Yeah, I've never heard that one.
It's crazy.
Kind of crazy. All right, let's see here. What else? Prince Harry. Man, everybody's mad at Prince Harry. I didn't even know this was going on. It's called Hatgate. Now, what Hatgate entails is that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they wore an LA Dodgers hat to the actual World Series. And they were playing the Toronto Blue Jays. Well, if you remember right, Canada was the first country to welcome them with open arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave them a place to hide out, if you remember,
exactly.
Right? Now, it's the Canadians that are upset with them.
Correct.
The Dodger fans are fine with it. Americans are fine with it.
They don't care.
It's just the Canadians are very upset. They're very ungrateful.
They think he's ungrateful.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So Prince Harry had to apologize. Here he is.
I would like to apologize to Canada for wearing it. There wasn't much choice. I was invited to the LA Dodgers box or the dugout by the owner himself, so I was doing what I thought was the polite thing to do. But the other piece to this was, as you could probably relate, when you're missing a lot of hair on top and you're sitting under floodlights, you'll take any hat that's available. So game 5, game 6, game 7, I was Blue Jays throughout. Now that I've admitted that, it's going to be really hard for me to return back to Los Angeles.
So he admitted that he's losing his hair. So that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Harry's funny. That he did some shit.
You know,
right
and then he mentions that, you know, he was really pulling for the Blue Jays. If I'm the Dodgers, I don't ever invite him back again.
I know.
I shove it, man. Right?
He's kind of screwed with Canada and L.A.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
He's just saying whatever makes him look good at the moment. That's all.
Right? All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here we are. It's a Friday. We've got a big bag drop coming up. We're headed down to Castle Rock, King Super's parking lot, 5544 Promenade Parkway. King Super's lot. Bag drop, 7:30 this
morning. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest,
If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Morning.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us there for free. We are live everywhere. You were mentioning the Broncos a few minutes ago. We won last night beating the Raiders, our nemesis. Beat them last night 10-7. Not an exciting game, but man, football fans all across the nation are very upset with the Bronco fans this morning.
Why?
Well, because they did a moment of silence last night and some drunken yahoos wouldn't shut up.
Oh,
okay.
What was the silence for?
The kid that had taken his own life.
Oh,
you know, in the NFL, with
the Dallas
Cowboys.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, so I'm going to play the moment of silence.
Okay.
But listen to the yahoos. You don't make us look. But I will say this.
Oh my God! Finish one sentence.
A stadium, 80,000 people.
It's impossible.
Serving beer, and you've already had tailgating for the last 3 hours. It's impossible to have a quiet crowd.
Well, and it's impossible, not even a stadium, but just a lot of places, you know?
Even more so than in
concerts,
a stadium, though.
Stuff like that.
It'd be like trying to do that at NASCAR, you know, where there's 100,000 people.
Well, they're pretty respectful, though.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Denver Broncos join the Dallas Cowboys and the entire NFL community in mourning Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Neely. Please stand and join in a moment of silence to remember the life of Marshawn Neely.
You cannot get 80,000 people not to say a word after drinking for the last 3 hours, right? It probably some of those people in the stands didn't even hear it.
Well, probably didn't know what's going on.
Didn't even know what was going on. But I guess some of the fans across the nation are outraged at us right now.
Oh, they are.
Over our disrespect for the moment of silence.
That's a horrible story, that guy. That is just,
it is.
You know, I can't even put my head around it. He had a huge game. What was it? His like first touchdown in the NFL, something like that.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're looking for him. The NFL is calling because his girlfriend called the NFL. And he took his own life. It was just an awful story.
Yeah, crazy, wasn't it?
And he just lost his mom, like, within the year, I think.
Oh.
And so he was wearing her ashes around his neck.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Sad. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is Friday. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning, headed into a weekend in November. The BJ and Jamie tote bag drop is going to happen in about 30 minutes in Castle Rock. Carson's left the building.
Yep.
He and Tricky Vicky on their way. 250 BJ and Jamie bags to give away.
Great.
5544 Promenade Parkway, King Supers parking lot, Castle Rock, 30 minutes away. All right. First of all, the airlines. You all know there's a problem. You've heard it. You've seen it.
But it's changed a little bit this morning. It changed from we thought we were going to get a full-on 10% today, but that's changed a little bit. I think you have the report.
Which is for the good.
Yeah.
For the good.
Now, airlines like Southwest and United are already reaching out to their customers, letting them know of this change. Again, starting today, 4% reduction in operations, 6% by November 11th, and 8% by the 13th. And then that full 10% next Friday, the 14th. More than 760 flights have already been canceled. canceled across the country so far. 74 of those here at Denver Airport. Now, we spoke with Danny Katz with Copric. He says this is going to have a major impact across the country.
There is a domino effect, and so it's definitely, you know, even if you hear tomorrow that everything has been solved, it takes a while to get everybody back to work, to get the airline and the routes all set up again.
We'll be here all morning, but live at Denver Airport, Jared Dean, Fox 31.
It looks like that it's going to be a real pain in the butt all weekend long.
Well, and if you remember yesterday about this time, we looked and there was only one cancellation for DIA. Today, we're at 74 already this morning. And that's coming in and going out both kinds of ways. So.
It's going to be a headache, and it doesn't look like it's going to be cleared up anytime soon unless this government shutdown thing goes away, and then slowly it will come back to normal. Hopefully it does that before Thanksgiving.
I will say, though, the airlines are bringing pretty amazing, which is shocking because I know this is a huge loss for them, but they're bringing pretty amazing. Even basic flights that were non-refundable, they're making refundable.
Yeah, they're working with you.
They really are.
They realize that it's a tough situation for everybody, so they're trying their best to make it good for you, that you're not out any money, you know?
Yeah.
You might be out a trip, but you're not out any money. But anyway, so we'll keep you updated on that as we get information in this morning.
It was weird because
it is what it is.
I'm going to just tell you, I'm going to give huge props to DIA for a couple of things. First of all, the fact that they asked the government if they could pay TSA and air traffic controllers, I think we're the only airport that's done that, that's begged for that to happen, which is pretty impressive from all of you at DIA. The other thing I think it was really cool that you guys did, and I put it on our Facebook page, you guys made a charity, like set up a charity for all your TSA people, which is awesome. Again, I put it up on our Facebook page. They're taking donations for all the TSA people that are working without money, and they are low on pet food. That's the one donation they aren't getting a lot of.
Yeah.
So go to our Facebook page. You can see how to donate. Just take it out there, and they make it super simple for you.
Any time of the year is a bad time to not get paid, okay? Right now, even worse. It's even worse. Headed into the holidays. It's terrible.
But again, I think we're the only airline or airport that's doing that kind of thing for their people. I just think it's really a standout job
for
DIA people. Yeah,
cool.
It's pretty awesome.
All right, BJ has been fired from blowups.
Okay, this is the dumbest story I've ever heard.
At my house.
Not dumb, but like, how bad are you?
Like, well, I got no explanation. That's what's so... what makes it somewhat of a mystery for me.
Okay, this is how it went down. So I said to BJ, in case you missed the show, they've done a whole new theme this year.
Yeah.
They've gone with gingerbread man.
Yeah, I don't know how the gingerbread... It wasn't a vote at the house, because I never voted for the gingerbread man. But for some reason, we switched over the motif around the house.
Yeah.
We're no longer short Santa Clauses from all over the world.
Right.
We're no longer Disney this year.
Right.
We are gingerbread... Full tilt, baby.
Gotcha.
Full tilt buggy gingerbread.
Okay. And I like it. And so she went out and dropped a ton of money on, because when you do a new theme, you got to buy all the stuff.
Yeah. I don't pay attention to the money. $324 at Walmart. But I don't look. It doesn't matter to me. As long as everybody's happy,
right.
Jamie. $324. Walmart.
And so he's like, okay, whatever. But then I said, do you have all your gingerbread stuff up? You know, up. And like, how is it? Does it look good? Because it's a whole new theme. I'm very excited for you. And I guess you wanted to put up the blow-ups, but she won't let you.
Well, here's the way it unfolded. All right. I put up all the blow-ups for the Halloween display. Okay. Now, October was a very windy month. So you can't blame everything on me, okay?
Were they facing the wrong way?
No, they were facing the right way, Jamie. I'm not that ignorant.
Well, I don't know.
They're facing the right way. We just had some stability problems. The anchoring was not what it was supposed to be, I assume, for the winds that we had in October.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
A crucial mistake. Even Carson talked about his decorations blowing away.
Right, they blew away.
Very windy month, folks.
Yep, very windy.
So we found a few of our decorations under a truck, okay, into the holiday celebration, right?
But she didn't bring up that. She just said you did it wrong, which tells me that you had all the blips like facing towards the house instead of away from the house, or they were like looking at each other and honking each other. I don't know what they were doing.
So they
spacing.
Get home.
I bet it was spacing.
They get home, $324 at Walmart.
Yep.
They get home and they got this big stack of blow-ups, okay? They walk in and they're all gingerbread.
Right? Because that's our new theme.
Six of them, right? Uh-huh. So they carry them in, put them in the garage, and they look at me, they being Herb Frog, they look at me and said, I will be putting up the blow-ups this time.
It's a spacing issue.
And walked off.
It's a spacing
issue. No explanation, Jamie. I nothing about you're crappy at it, you suck, nothing like that. Just a quick, I will take care of the decorations and the blow-ups. Don't worry about it.
I mean, first of all, how can you screw up blow-ups?
I don't know.
But you did.
I don't know. It was a very windy month.
No, but I think you did. I think just knowing who you are, I think it was spacing issue. Because I have a feeling like you put like a pumpkin over there, a blow-up pumpkin that way, a blow-up spider over there. Like, it just didn't work out. Like, there was no real thought to it. You just, because blow-ups are a lazy man's decoration.
Well,
it's the laziest way to decorate a house.
I didn't put a lot of thought into it. I'll just tell you that. And I did have some anchoring problems. And I did, you know, they tumbled a lot.
Right.
Blown over, you know. So I don't know what I did wrong. It was never explained to me. I just know that I'm off that duty now.
But if you
and
have,
I really don't care, be honest.
Well, you kind of cared because you told me about
Well, I did. I did. Because I'm baffled. I've never been fired for blow-ups before. When you get fired, you're baffled by it. I'm not angry about it. I mean, I'm fine. I don't have to do it now. I'm fine. What? But I don't know what I did wrong.
It's plugging him in.
I don't know what I did wrong. How did I blow up the blow-ups?
So if you have six gingerbread men, like, you're going to have to do, like, spacing, you know, get a tape measure in between each one.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that.
No. And I'm not going to put them in order, like if there's a mama bear or gingerbread dad and little kids or whatever. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna worry about how the family is situated in
right,
the front
like
yard.
Right, like you put like the mom and then two kids and then a dad and then a kid.
Yeah, dad
and then
way over here, like he left the family.
He went to go
like
get milk.
Like they're divorced, yeah. Or put one kid with her, one kid with him.
Oh, right.
Like, yeah, they got separated in the divorce or something like that, you know?
This is so stupid.
I got a great story for you.
I realize you just can't really do anything right.
No.
I mean, but I think it might be you.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with Lisa. I'm saying, like, I think it might be you.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you can't even do the blow-ups right, man.
Yeah, I'm off blow-up duty. I got fired, man. Got fired. All right, I got something for you here. And we're going to play it when we come back.
All right, what is it?
I'm going to give you a term, hashtag something, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a term, and then we'll play the story when we come back. And even the people who did the report on TV caught on. They are in on this. I'll explain it when we come back.
Okay, because I'm really confused, and I have a concussion, so this is very hard.
It's okay. Just remember this, okay? Hashtag pole in the hole.
My gray matter's hurting.
Hashtag pole in the hole.
Huh.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us there live all over America, and you'll get the podcast after the program. It's free. Put it on your phone. Easy to do. All right. I gave you the hashtag. Now I'm going to play the story.
Okay. And what was the hashtag again?
Hashtag pole in the hole. And even the TV people with this report want to say that, but they can't.
It's something about golf and that, you know, that pole that you put in that hole.
It's a damn good guess.
Okay. All right.
Very good guess, Jamie White.
All right.
And you can tell. Now listen to the very end of this report, because you can tell that Kirk over there at Fox 31, he wanted to go with pole in the hole. But he couldn't. But
okay.
BJ can. You get it? All right, here we go. Here is the report.
The company recalling its original Bike Plus after receiving reports that the seat post broke and detached while using it. That's a workout, right? The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the issue has led to at least two injuries. The recall impacts about 833,000 Bike Plus units that were sold nationwide between January 2020 and April of 2025. The CPSC says consumers should stop using it and contact Peloton for a free repair kit. You don't want the seat breaking.
No.
The seat breaks off, all you got is the pole, and that could go bad fast.
I didn't hear the hashtag.
Anybody get it?
Wait.
Well, he doesn't say hashtag. Like I said at the beginning, he wants to say it, but he can't because he's on TV.
But us
radio people, we can say hashtag
sure
pole in the hole.
Are you sure he wanted to do
that? Oh, yeah, Jamie, you can't tell. Listen again, right at the very end.
Stretch. You pull
I mean,
a muscle?
Kirk really wants to say pole in the hole.
Huh.
free repair kit. You don't want the seat breaking.
No.
The seat breaks off, all you got is the pole, and that could go.
Pole in the hole. That's what he wants to say, Jake.
Right. Okay. All right.
When we come back, we'll go live to Carson.
Do you have a fever?
No, I don't. Peloton. Get this.
That is scary.
This is from 2020.
Yeah, I remember that.
Till now. That's about every bike they've ever sold.
Well, because that happened a long time ago, the recall, right?
And no, it just happened.
But I think this is the second time.
I don't know.
I remember they've had it again.
No, this recall happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're saying it affects bikes from 2020 to 2025.
Wow.
So if they had it before, they didn't fix it.
I guess not.
Because it's still pulling the hole.
Well, nobody's saying that, but you. Nobody.
They should make that a headline, too. If you print that, pole in the hole, read this, Peloton bicycle.
You're the only one with the hashtag pole in the hole.
Those bicycles, what were they, like $3,000 or something?
They're very expensive, yeah.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
And you got one job, folks. Keep the seat on. Oof. Okay, the seat. Oof. You match, Jamie.
Okay,
you're doing this.
Watch
my legs. No. Watch my legs. And then all of a sudden, the seat snaps.
You're okay.
Okay, boom.
Does it have music with it?
Carson, he's next. King Supers, backdrop.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, backdrop 2025. Are you ready? Let's go to Carson.
Is this the song from the 70s?
I don't know when it was, but it's got a lot of motion to it. It's like, get in, get out. Listen, I can just picture Carson getting in there, getting out, man, dropping bags,
oh my God.
Music playing, people going crazy. Hey, Carson.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing?
What's up? I'm creeping into the parking lot right now.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Because we're kind of early.
All right. This is the tote bag.
I know.
Drop.
Do you want me to do a couple laps?
Well, yeah, because we have 3 minutes until we told people we'd be there.
Yeah.
What if people are still driving?
Yeah.
Plus, I got a couple cars following me. So
plus, I can let this music doing? Keep playing. Very entertaining.
I love it.
Woo! All right, Carson is at the King Supers, about to be in the parking lot. Promenade Parkway, Castle Rock, 250 BJ and Jamie, beautiful bags to give away.
It's a big day.
It's a big, beautiful day. Big day. He's there. Tricky Vicky's with him and some guy named Will.
Yeah.
Who is brand new, but they're all there and they're ready to go. And we're going to hit this sucker hard, man.
Yeah, okay? And I heard Elsa is there too. I don't know why. But somebody said
Elsa's there?
Yeah, I guess somebody's little girl is probably dressed up as Elsa.
Carson, you love Elsa.
I should have worn my Olaf.
I know, yeah. I know.
That would have been great. Are you ready?
All right, here we go.
All right, let's go rolling in there. Come on, let's hear the chaos.
All right.
Again, he's in Castle Rock.
Yeah, he's in the Alice vehicle crawling into the parking lot right now.
Oh man, we got a full blown line. What's up, guys? What's up? Hey, get me out! Woo! All right, I'll come back.
He loves it. He loves it. There you go. The backdrop is underway.
Yeah. All right, I'm doing the next lap. I missed my parking. Parking opportunity.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, okay. Man.
Don't run over.
I got someone in a Tesla.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're coming. We're coming in for a landing.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, man. This kind of stresses me out a little bit.
You don't want to run over anybody. There's a liability
issue.
No,
I know. What if I hit someone? I don't want to hit anyone.
No, not at all.
Carson is in the parking lot, King Supers in Castle Rock on Promenade Parkway, and he's going to hit with 250 bags to give away. And once he's done, man, he hits the road again.
What up, guys? Are you guys awake? Come on now. Let's go. Who wants a bag? You guys want a bag? You guys got to be loud. Let's go. All right. I'm going to start handing out bags. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
They love it.
All right. Later, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Carson. Unload the bags and go.
King Supers.
Go.
In Castle Rock.
All right. That's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people down there that really want the bag.
Yeah, they do.
I'll bet you there are hundreds of people down there. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Let's get the tabloid trash.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, a few things that I want to get to. First of all, you and I, we need to do the, I was trying to tell you that while you're playing it, the Ophelia song. We needed to play, we need to do the dance.
She has a dance?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole dance sweeping the nation. It's gone viral.
I can't dance like her.
No, no, it's not like her. It's just, it's like, and the ocean and the wind. It's pretty easy. Yeah. Mm. Can you turn off Benny Hill?
Yeah. I don't know why it would still be playing. It's not fired up here anywhere. Your tabloid trash is playing.
No, it's not.
I know, but it doesn't show up anywhere on the computer. Weird. It's just playing in the background.
See, this is the problem with computers and AI and all this. Is all going to take over the world.
Yeah. Hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
But it doesn't show up anywhere.
That's so
weird.
I have
no idea what's going on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, this is part of the problem because Elon Musk said long-term AI is going to be in charge of everything. He said, to be totally frank, not humans at all. So we just need to make sure that AI is friendly because humans will not be in control, but AI will. And, I mean, we just had an example of that. BJ couldn't even take down that talk.
Sometimes the computer gets into a lock mode, right? And I can't do anything about it, man.
Nothing we
just
can
play.
Do. All right, speaking of Elon Musk's next payout package is $1 trillion. Dollars.
Man, that's hitting the lotto.
Yeah, more than 75% of Tesla's investors approve CEO Elon Musk's record-setting $1 trillion pay package. It'll happen over 10 years at the electric vehicle maker's annual shareholder meeting. By the way, he had all his robots up there dancing on stage, doing all kinds of crazy moves. And the big shareholders, like the big ones in the mutual funds and all that stuff, they didn't want him to get this $1 trillion payout, but all the little investors all got together and voted it in. And so he said he was going to exit the company if the plan was rejected. And so he $1 trillion.
If you'd be willing to do it, I'd split a robot with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take it for half the month. I get it for half the month. I just need somebody to order around.
Right, because it's...
Because I don't have anybody.
You're somebody's robot.
Yeah, because I don't have anybody to yell at and order around and make them do stuff
right. That
I don't want to do. I'm that person at home, so I'd like to have somebody like that here at work, and you and I could split one.
Well, like I said to you before, there's a guy, he doesn't have the Tesla robot, but he has that other robot that was available. It's like black and white, and it was like the first simple robot to come out. Well, he shot a video of it, you guys, and it is insane. That robot kept slamming himself into a mirror over and over. It broke a drywall. It went rogue on him. He tried to hide from it, and it's just standing over him, looking at him. It's so creepy. Then he asked it to make him eggs, and the robot couldn't put the pan on there, and then the eggs slipped off, and then the robot kept slipping all over the mess.
Look, they're brand new. You have glitches. Things happen.
Again, it wasn't a Tesla one. It was that, you know, that first rollout edition or whatever. I don't know. It was kind of
scary.
How
do you buy a robot? Where do you go? Robots.com?
Well, remember Amazon had it up for a little bit.
I don't remember
that. Yeah, it was from China. And then they took it down.
I was at the mall a couple of weeks ago. I didn't see robots for sale.
Yeah. Amazon had them up for just a split second, and then they took them down. So, anyway, speaking of Amazon is offering, just like Walmart is, a really affordable Thanksgiving meal. This is pretty cool. It's a 5-person meal. It's only $25. It includes an 8-pound frozen butterball turkey. And then they offer all kinds of sides that you can pick from. And even pies, pecan, pumpkin, sweet potato pie, all that stuff. It'll be available to order from next Wednesday, until Thanksgiving Day. So affordable Thanksgiving for 5 people at $25. If you remember, Walmart had lowered its cost of Thanksgiving meal this year to under $4 a person. So that's pretty cool that these large, huge, multi-trillion-dollar companies are doing it for us little people.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
And I'll bet it's delicious.
Well, you know, it's a butterball turkey. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's based on how you cook it, I guess, right?
I guess.
This is sad. The Farmer's Almanac, a staple of American life since 1818, is shutting down after more than 200 years.
Gone.
The Farmer's Almanac?
I depended on that for everything. Horoscopes, weather.
Did they have horoscopes in it?
Yeah, they had everything.
Oh.
What your year was going to be like.
No, really?
Yeah.
I guess maybe I won't miss it since I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, they got tons of stuff, Jamie. Planting season.
1818, shutting down after more than 200 years. It's like when the Dewey Decimal System left us.
Yeah.
It's just a sad day. Sad day. All right, Charlie Sheen is talking about, I know that you're sick of him, but I like him. He's talking about how he took steroids for his role in Major League. Here he is, number two.
You know, I can't throw 98 or 100 or I'd be doing it for a living. Mm-hmm. But I can probably get you somewhere in the mid-80s. So I did a bunch of steroids, right? Because I was only throwing like 76 at the time. And I had this trainer. He knew a guy that could get the steroids. And so we're at Gold's Gym and literally put 10 miles per hour on my freaking
really?
Softball. Yeah.
And how long? How much time?
Like, 6 weeks.
Holy s***.
Took steroids.
I don't know if that's going to make you throw a baseball harder, though.
Probably gives you more muscle. Get it over the plate. Also, Prince Harry has apologized for Hatgate. I wasn't even aware of Hatgate. I guess people were mad that he wore a Dodgers hat. Well, not our people. Those damn Canadians.
Canadians are very upset, man. They have a connection to the king, right?
Yeah, I think so.
The Canadians, they have a big connection with the king. So why would he turn on them?
Kind of like the Bahamas. You know, it's kind of like a thing or something. Commonwealth thing. Something.
I don't know.
Yeah. Bahamas, right? Bahamas.
I don't know. They just love kings.
Anyway, so Canadians were like, hey, don't you know, or something, however they say it. We welcomed you here first, and we were like nice, and the United States did not at first, and so we did, and then look at you turn on us and put on a Dodgers hat. And so Harry has apologized. Here is the audio.
I would like to apologize to Canada for wearing it. There wasn't much choice. I was invited to the LA Dodgers box or the dugout by the owner himself, so I was doing what I thought was the polite thing to do. But the other piece to this was, as you could probably relate, when you're missing a lot of hair on top and you're sitting under floodlights, you'll take any hat that's available. So game 5, game 6, game 7, I was Blue Jays throughout. Now that I've admitted that, it's going to be really hard for me to return back to Los Angeles.
If I'm Canadian, I don't forgive him for this.
Really?
You know, you gave him a place of refuge when he came over here from England. You Canadians, you wrapped your arms around this guy because you love kings, okay? And the U.S. wouldn't let him in. And now he's doing an apology for the Dodgers hat, but he's throwing a joke in there. So it's not genuine. A big hair joke.
Well, you know what? You hang on to that anger.
I am.
See where it gets you.
No, I said if I was Canadian, I'd be angry. Gotcha, I'm not gotcha. Angry. I don't really care.
I don't feel like Canada's really that angry, right?
I think they get angry over a lot of things, Jamie.
Oh, really?
Like, I do.
Well, I mean, this is an example, I guess.
Yeah?
I just thought they were all just chill.
No.
Chill
no.
Canadians. No.
Mm-mm, it's cold up there.
It is cold.
Yeah. Messes with your attitude.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was going to tell you something, but because I have a concussion, I can't remember it, but it was really going to be fascinating. Oh, well, there you go. Tablet trash.
Huh. Now you got me guessing.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
What
really
a cliffhanger
me.
That
yeah,
was.
It was really bugging me.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday.
Oh,
Carson.
I know what it was.
Down there in that parking lot at King Supers, man, passing out the bags.
We got a new GM at the Rockies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday. Going to be a little bit cooler this weekend than it has been for the past couple of days, but not bad at all for November. You got to love it. Can you believe we're only a couple of weeks away? Well, 3 weeks, I think it is, from Thanksgiving.
I know. By the way, almost here. I just want to read a couple of these texts. A big shout out to Carson. By the way, Carson's out there giving out bags at King Supers. Shout out to Carson. Really cool guy. Nice to put a face to the voice.
Oh.
They obviously don't know him.
No.
Somebody else said, thank you so much for the bags, guys. I got mine today in Castle Rock. Somebody else said, oh my God, I got my bags. I'm so excited. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on.
Bags, bags, bags. Yep. We have more. There's going to be another drop next Friday and a Friday after that, too.
Okay.
So we've got a couple more coming your way.
I hope we're going north because we get a lot of complaints about that.
Yeah, I don't know where the next one is. Okay. I know a couple of places that are on there,
yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know exactly. Afraid to say, we'll just wait and see.
Okay.
But there are two more coming your way. Got a couple of animal stories for you.
I love animals.
There was a moose attack.
I saw that.
There was a bear.
That moose attack is really scary.
All kinds of crap.
That was in Boulder, right?
Yeah, Boulder County.
And they're saying that it's because you guys are walking your dogs, that a moose thinks the dog is the enemy. So that's why he goes after, or he or she goes after you.
Yep.
Is because you have your little yappy dogs.
All right, we'll get to the moose attack. Then the bear in the house came back twice to eat. Must have loved the food.
Must have.
Well, we'll get to that too. And did you see where your fat shot is getting a lot cheaper?
I did.
Is that crazy?
That is cool.
What did he go from $1,000 a month to like $150?
Yeah, listen,
that's crazy.
I didn't read it. I don't know.
All right, here's part of the story.
President Trump announcing a deal with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk aimed at lowering the cost of popular weight loss drugs Zepbound and Wegovy. Under the new agreement, the cost for these drugs will range between roughly $150 and $450 a month, depending on dosage and whether it's an injectable or new pill. Later next year, the White House says eligible Medicare recipients won't pay more than $50 a month for the drugs, and for Medicaid recipients whose states opt in, the cost to patients could be zero.
That's huge.
Did you guys see Ozempic wiener?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not on it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be
bad. Jeepers, creepers.
Ozempic wiener.
That's great for people that want to use this stuff, though, because there's a lot of people that want to use it that can't use it because of the price.
It's still pretty expensive.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's over $1,000 a month right now. At least $150 helps.
Yeah, but I would just think insurance companies would just handle it.
Well, they don't.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
They don't. So somebody's got to step in and do it. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get it there. We are live there, and you'll get the podcast later on. How about those Broncos, man? A thriller last night.
Solid. They were solid, I'll tell you.
10-7. Woo!
Well,
man.
You know what? I mean, you know, we won. I mean, they're sloppy wins, but we won.
I was so bored with that game, I went to bed.
Oh, boy.
At halftime.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I had to get my sleep.
Yep.
I was sleepy. All right, couple of animal stories before we get to some really big stuff. First of all, the moose. No, let's start with a bear, okay? A bear goes in a house, not once, but twice.
Oh, my God.
Get out! Get out!
A Boulder woman tells me she and her roommate had not one, but two bear break-ins early Wednesday morning.
Ooh.
The bear woke them up at 1 a.m., and the women snuck out a window and called Boulder County Sheriff's Office for help.
What would you do if you woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning and there's a bear in your house.
Right? I guess you jump out the window like they did.
You should poop your pants. What did you? That's crazy.
And the women snuck out a window and called Boulder County Sheriff's Office for help. Deputies scared the bear away, but it was back just a few hours later. That's when the women made enough noise to scare that bear away for good, but not before it ransacked the refrigerator and tore up the kitchen.
It said in the story that the bear ate all their avocados and all their snap peas.
So we have bears right now. They're bulking up in our neighborhood, and it's so cute. I mean, I know they're dangerous, but they don't really like the pumpkins because there's all kinds of video of all my neighbors. They don't really like the pumpkins, but they do play with them. They roll them around.
Oh,
it's so cute.
Oh, cute.
They try to kind of eat it a little bit, you know, and like if the top comes off, you can see them eating a little bit at the top, but they just like to roll them around and play a little like soccer.
Now, do you have a bear exit plan?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you?
I do.
You know exactly what to do, to get out of there to be safe.
Sure do. Of course, I do. Everybody has to in our neighborhood.
I don't have one. I don't have one. I live in a neighborhood where a bear has been spotted before, but I don't, because I'm on a second story.
Right, so
I don't know.
Well, you get those. Here's what I did, okay?
What'd you do?
So you get that ladder that you
fold up, throw it.
It mounts onto the bottom of your window, right?
Okay.
And then it goes over the side, and then you just climb down.
Yeah, it flips over the side like a rope, right?
Yep.
All right. I got to get me one of those suckers.
That's my bear exit.
I need an exit plan, man. Because these two ladies, they had it down. They were out the window quick, right?
Yeah.
Right, then the next attack is a moose.
The woman is hurt after being attacked by a moose in Boulder County. State wildlife officers say she was walking her dog off leash at the time. It happened west of Jamestown. CPW says a young bull moose knocked the woman to the ground, then stomped on her. She was taken to a hospital with head and back injuries. Officers searched for the moose but didn't find it. They put up signs to warn people about the attack. CPW says moose often view dogs as predators, so a majority of reported attacks involve a dog.
Mooses.
Yeah, I don't think she's in good shape. That's what I kind of heard.
These mooses, man, they can be mean. They're huge.
They are huge.
And
you feel like they're going to be slow, right? But they're not. Once they get going, they're not slow at all. You just think because they just look so big and like, he probably would just be like this. No, they can come and get you.
Hey, hey.
All right,
Jamie has a severe head injury. She's canceled her trip to California
because there's just too much pressure in the front of my lobules,
and it's not good. It's not, and we're finding out this morning that it may be even worse.
Yeah, listen to this. Okay, so I'm concussed, right? And I have a hematoma or something, whatever, a bruise. And my brain, not on my brain, on my skull, whatever it is. I don't know.
It's affecting your brain.
It is affecting my brain. And last night, I almost went to the ER because I literally, like, the pressure was so bad. It's like, here's how I explain it. It's like somebody put hot sauce down each nostril because it was burning so bad across, like, the mask of my face.
Yeah.
It was awful. Just awful. Ooh. And so then I was like, oh my God, I think I'm dying. But anyway, I didn't die. And I woke up. But listen to this. This guy, apparently he had a huge brain trauma as well. And guess what? Everywhere he looks, walls, cars, patterns in the floor, wherever, he sees women's boobs.
And Jamie gave me this story off air.
Yeah.
Simply to back up her claim that she's seeing nothing but wieners this morning.
Wieners everywhere.
Is that crazy?
Look, you know those yellow posts that stop people from like running into buildings, driving into buildings?
Yeah.
Wiener. Those yellow posts just sticking up.
Wiener. She says stoplights. Wieners.
Wiener.
It can be either red or green.
Sometimes you look in the clouds.
Yeah.
Wieners.
Can you believe that? And when she first told me that this morning, that she's, and of course I'm over here going, yeah, right.
No, it's real.
And then she reads me this story about the boobs. So the wiener thing is real.
So this guy is a 43-year-old guy. He developed the rare condition known as pareidolia. And he developed it. And so it causes his brain to misfire and fill in random objects as textures. And so his hallucinations happen to be boobs. Is that crazy?
No, that would be torture. Everything you look at is a boob. What is it though?
Well, it depends. Now, wonder, are they good boobs or bad boobs?
Well, that's my question. Yeah. I wonder if some things, like when you look at a watermelon, okay?
Right.
It's a beautiful boob, okay?
Is it?
But
You think
I'm just saying, what if in his mind, what he's seeing. I don't know.
That does not seem like a
I'm not saying one way or the other. Oh. But let's say he sees, he's at the grocery store, and he sees a sack of potatoes.
Okay.
Is that a bad boob? It's a boob in his mind.
I would think a squash is a bad boob.
Pointy.
No, just long and just
yeah. That's what it means. Gourd.
Yeah,
type thing.
Yeah,
gourd. Yeah.
Eggplant,
yeah.
Bad boob.
Cantaloupes,
nicer boobs.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Something to ponder this morning. People with this condition, they suffer greatly.
They really do. You know? I'm telling you, it's a true story.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We do have those 5 seconds of summer tickets to give away.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is our phone system's complicated, and Jamie and I don't know how to use it. And Carson's not back from Castle Rock with a backdrop yet. So we're in a lull.
Is that what this is, a lull?
Mega Millions.
How much is it up to now?
$843 million.
Dollars.
You know how much we'd get if we win with a pool?
No.
$100 million.
Dollars?
Each.
Wow. That would be nice.
$100 million.
Yeah. You know what? You can't win if you don't play.
Ooh,
are you doing it? Am I supposed to give you money?
Yeah, I haven't.
I feel like you've lost your luster.
No, I've not lost my luster. I've just not gotten around to it this morning. I'll be playing. You can bet on that. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'll get us all pumped in there and try to get the money from you guys. But man, can you imagine if we won that? $100 million each.
Right?
Wow.
That would be really good.
That's four of us, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get you tickets. Mega Millions.
Can I tell you a Texas terrifying me right now?
What's that?
Okay, so you know how to CT scan, right? And they just said it was just what was that word? The hematoma. Right. So, but I told you, like, it's so weird because my nose won't stop dripping, right? And so I'm like, do I have a do I have a sinus infection or something? Listen to this lady.
Okay.
She just texted us. Jamie, if your nose is still running or dripping next week, you have got to go and have them check it again. They initially told me that everything was fine. There was nothing. But then they realized it was brain fluid and that she had I had a skull fracture. Oh, no.
Wow.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's kind of going along with all my symptoms.
Oh, it's nothing to mess with, man.
No, I know, right?
That's what they say.
I'm telling you. No, what if I have a skull fracture?
You got to get it checked out, you've got it checked out, and they say it's okay.
But that's what she's saying happened to her. They told her it was fine.
Yeah.
And then
make mistakes, I'm sure.
Well, you know, because you have to look at those x-rays all day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it's like, it's fine.
She's just
overreacting.
Or they confuse it. What if they confuse it? What if that's somebody else's x-ray?
Exactly.
And that happens too, you know.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I got a different baby.
Keep an eye on it.
Because there's no way I had an astrophysicist.
Yeah.
So he was definitely switched
already had one big mistake in your life.
I mean, it can happen. It's, you know, it's practice, right?
Yeah.
It's medical practice because why? They're practicing. Exactly. Are you looking at is Carson? Oh,
yes,
Carson
he just walked in. That's why I'm loading up the song here for him.
Because your ADHD just kicked in.
Well, he just kind of flashed right by there, slid into his seat in there.
Gotcha.
How'd he go this morning?
It was good. It was crazy.
Massive?
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
Yes.
It was really cool to have everyone just show up.
Backdrop.
2025.
Yeah, we were down there in Castle Rock at the King Supers parking lot. People waiting for their bags, unloaded those bags. That's crazy, isn't it?
Had people follow me in the parking lot, which was pretty cool.
It was like you did a little parade.
I know. Well, I did take the Tesla that was right, like directly behind me for a couple laps.
You did?
Yeah, they're probably like, what is this guy doing?
And did you meet the new guy, Will, that works here?
I did. Yeah? I did meet Will.
Will?
Did you find anything out about him? Did you ask him? And you didn't ask him any questions?
No. I gave him a high five, said thanks for coming out, thanks for helping.
You didn't ask him like, hey, so Will, where are you from? What do you do? What are your hobbies?
No. There was a lot of people there, so I was just talking all them. Yeah, handing out bags.
Not the place to make friends, huh? With new employees.
I guess not. Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We've been waiting for you, Carson.
Yeah,
just,
we have.
Just so you can do the phones.
We don't know
how to do it.
At all, right?
Yeah. 5 seconds of summer.
Yep, here's the deal. It's Everyone's a Star World Tour, Saturday, August 22nd at Junkyard, Denver. It's courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. If you're caller 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on ALICE.
ALICE 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, and we are there live. ALICE in Winterland is coming December 6th. You have tickets at ALICE1059.com. Go there to buy your tickets. Remember, American author.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
Best day of your life. You also have Neon Trees, December 6th.
It started with a whisper, and that was when I kissed her, and then she made my lips.
And, of course, the headliner for that big show, Alice in Winterland, Teddy Swims. It's going to be a big night. Tickets, Alice1059.com. You were just telling me that Nile Crocodile was just telling you that AC/DC today.
Yep, I guess he said they go on sale. You know, I love that Thunderstruck song.
Yeah. AC/DC is going to be a huge show.
Yeah, huge isn't show. That's the song that the Dallas Cowgirls come out to, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a big AC/DC. I only know the Back in Black and those songs.
And then they jump up and do those splits.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
They got that little guy in the schoolboy suit.
No, I meant the Dallas Cowgirl cheerleaders.
Oh, I thought you meant the band.
the band, I don't think, does jump splits.
Yeah. Well, maybe they do. Well, they're getting old. They maybe don't.
I don't think there's any jump splits for
that's going to be a huge show, though.
It is.
Man, that thing will sell big. And it almost feels like AC/DC's last go around, you know?
Don't say that.
Well, they've already lost one.
I think they've lost a few, haven't they?
I don't know. Yeah. I know that one for sure went away, but I don't know. I did see where Journey is going to travel next year, and they're not going to come to Colorado.
Now, who sings for them now?
I have no idea.
It's not Neil, right? It's that, or whatever his name was. It's that other guy, right?
No, they had a guy named Steve Perry, didn't they?
He's not there anymore, right?
No.
It's the other guy.
No, I think he lost his voice, did he? Then he came back for a while, then he left. But Journey, it's a big tour, and it feels like it's going to be their last one, too. But they're not going to do Colorado. They're doing 60 different cities, but nothing in Colorado.
What's his name?
Old Panetta.
Who?
Arnold Panetta.
Oh, I love that guy.
Oh, Pinata.
Yeah.
Oh.
Love that guy.
But the big show, Alice in Winterland.
It really is. There you go.
That's the show.
That was a nice comeback around. Yeah.
Go get your tickets.
Full circle right there.
Teddy Swims.
We already did that part.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday morning. Friday morning. Weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Almost hit.
BJ and Jamie.
There you go, the Justin Bieber man. Woo! BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, since you're not going out of town this weekend, you're going to be sticking around.
Yeah.
First of all, Breckenridge is opening up this weekend.
Nice.
But I got another event that you may want to go to.
Okay, what is it?
Catfest 2025.
Oh, I went last year.
Catfest.
Last year was wall-to-wall pussy cats.
There they are. I brought them in this morning.
Yeah.
So I hit it that way.
Yeah, I mean, the events that we had the cat toss last year. That was a fun one.
Well, they've got new ones this year.
We had the purr off.
Well, they're calling it now the history of cats.
Oh, the history. Okay, good. Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Kitten yoga.
Oh, I love that.
It's on
that
the
one.
Schedule this year.
That's good.
There's also going to be a DJ there. DJ Litterbox will be playing.
I love him.
Scratch, scratch. It's going to be a big deal. It's at the National Western Complex Sunday afternoon. It's a real deal.
No, it's a true story. Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I went last year. And they have cats up for adoption, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah.
Celebrity cats?
Yes.
I wonder who's going to be there. Hey, Carson, can you see who the celebrity cats are?
Yeah, that weird cat from Fancy Feast that eats that weird-looking, like, gelatinous, you know, cat food.
Yeah.
Gelatinous. Remember, it's that white, fluffy one that eats that, like,
They fly him in or something?
Yeah. That is the nastiest-looking cat food I've ever seen in my life.
No, they love it.
And it has, a syrup that they put on top of it, like a gray,
Yeah, there's not a lot of cat food that looks good to be.
But, I mean, they have an extra container that you pour the gravy over it.
Mm. Well,
it's nasty.
There's going to be a lot of that Sunday, though, Jamie.
Oh, Nathan the cat lady's going to be there.
Nathan?
Wait, he's a cat lady?
Man.
But he's Nathan?
I don't know.
Oh, that is always confusing.
Did you see Cat Bingo?
Oh, no.
Cat Bingo.
Wow.
Feel like they stole that from us.
It could be. Oh, they have Zelly, the therapy cat.
Yeah, he's going to be there.
Yeah, that's
all
a,
right.
That's a good
this
one.
Is going to be some event.
Wow. You know what? I'm glad I'm not going to California. So I can stay.
Seamus and friends are going to be there.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of airlines and all that stuff and everything that's going on with it, somebody said that their husband just went out to DIA and he got through security in 5 minutes.
I think it's hit or miss.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. I think you hit certain times, you're going to have problems, backups or whatever. And then other times you can't even tell there's something going on.
But it's like that all the time.
It is like that. I've gone out there before at 4:30 in the morning and the line be out the door.
Yep.
And me thinking, driving out there, leaving the house at 3:30, that this is going to be a breeze, man. And get out there, it's a bad
out. You literally never know.
Yeah, and then you go at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and
it's
right on through.
Fine.
No problem. Yeah. And that's what this is. And this thing's going to get worse at the airport. I mean, you're feeling it a little bit today, but not a lot. Next week could be worse. And then obviously Thanksgiving.
And I've mentioned this again, but I do appreciate all of you working at DIA and getting donations for TSA. I think that's just incredible. I wish you got more national coverage on it because I think it's really an incredible thing to do, to put together for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's really nice.
It's tough right now for all these people. I mean, can you imagine having to show up for work and not getting paid?
And not
knowing when you're going to get the next paycheck. I mean, eventually you will.
Well,
who knows?
And then some moron, listen to this. So I posted the donations that they're looking for TSA people. They are low on since we're talking about cat food and dog food. So you'll see the post on Facebook, scroll it, and then they'll tell you how you can help. But anyway, some woman actually wrote on there and she said, well, if you guys weren't so lazy, why don't you just get another job?
What do you mean lazy?
She said that they were just, we don't
lazy
know.
Lazy for what reason?
We don't know. She just put,
well,
she goes, go get an, everybody attacked her.
Oh, yeah.
Go get another job. I mean, it just makes common sense. You just go get a job where you get paid. And everybody's like, are you, lady, are you crazy? Like, if everybody went and got another job, air flights will be canceled all across the country.
No one would be getting off the ground.
Not only that, the jobs they have out there are you're trained for.
Yeah.
You
it's
don't
their
just
career.
Walk into, what are you going to do? You're going to be, you know, a security guard that's driving around our parking lot every morning? No, you work for TSA. You make better pay. You train for that. It's not that simple. You can't just go to Subway and make sandwiches.
Right, and there might be a pension even. I don't know how it works, but she just said, go get another job. It's like, do you understand these people are actually sacrificing so we can all still fly?
Yeah, that's absurd.
I'm amazed how many people do show up for work.
Me
not
too.
Getting paid.
I know.
Because the system, I mean, even though it's broken right now, it's not completely broke, you know? It's still working.
Somebody said, I'm a travel doctor. And so think about that. How many of these flights are going to take doctors out of hospitals?
Yeah.
We didn't even think about all that stuff. And even like they're talking about Hawaii. Well, I guess that'll be okay. But, you know, all the supply chain and everything getting screwed up.
I saw a headline just a few minutes ago about a doctor.
Yeah.
He was to go from Maine to Utah, and he's going to have to drive, okay, because of the flight situation. Well, it turns out he's a plastic surgeon. I think you could pick a better doctor.
Well, no.
I think I would have called him a heart surgeon or something. If somebody needs a nose job, I think they're going to have to wait.
But remember, they have plastics and trauma, okay? There's a lot of plastics using trauma.
No. I read the thing. He's a plastic surgeon. He was doing a facelift in Utah.
You just added that.
So, like I said, if you're getting a nose job, you're probably going to have to hold on for a month or two, okay?
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Wow, two more minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
To what?
First chair at Breck.
Uh-oh. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I wonder if that dude, what's his name, Mad Dog?
Yeah,
isn't it Mad Dog that always is the first one in the chair?
Always is there.
I wonder if he's there.
Nate Dog.
Now, doesn't Nate Dog?
Nate Dog, yeah.
Doesn't he always get the first chair at the first opening? So he wouldn't be at this one, I guess.
Oh, because all
doesn't
the others.
Is it that the way he does it?
Because A Basin opened. I have the hiccups. A Basin opened first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It was Keystone and then A Basin.
Oh, you're right.
Keystone beat A Basin.
Because they
year.
Did the Super
was,
Snake.
Yeah.
Was Nate That's, there?
I don't know.
Nate Dog.
Nate Dog. Anyway, speaking of that time of year, you'll be happy to know, and this is, I really love this, and I highly recommend it for those of you that have kids that ski, because it's just so relaxing. Winter Park Express Amtrak, they start on December 19th, and they're increasing it to 4 days a week, starting January 8th, and that's the ski train, and it goes from Union Station to Winter Park, and then it comes back down. You don't have to drive or anything, and it is fantastic. I love it. Love it. Love it. Hey, did you guys see Vera Wang?
No.
Oh, my God. So she was at some event last night. She's 76 years old, and she's wearing a tube top.
No kidding.
She looked fantastic.
I told you tube tops are back.
You did tell me
that. Yeah.
I didn't believe you. But Vera Wang, you might know her as a designer. You might not know her. But anyway, she's 76 years old, and she looks incredible at 76 with a tube top on. Mm. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, I haven't seen her.
Oh, my God. You'd be like, what? There's no way she's 76. Yeah, she looks fantastic. She literally, she looks like she's 20 years old. It's kind of crazy. Ew, you're Googling her. That's kind of creepy.
Well, I like tube tops. I've always told you.
Yeah, you
tube
do.
Tops should have never gone out of style.
You are a big fan of the tube top.
Oh, there she is.
Doesn't she look great for 76? That's insanity.
Yeah.
All right, Elon Musk. Yep, he got his pay package approved for $1 trillion. $1 trillion. More than 75% of Tesla's investors approved CEO Elon Musk's record-setting $1 trillion pay package. Gosh, I don't know how he's going to swing things.
Yeah, and do you wire that straight to your checking account?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it FDIC insured?
Up to $100,000
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. How do you insure this one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
Me either. That's kind of crazy. All right. Blake Lively claims that $161 million in damages are due to her.
I don't know about this.
She's
kind of overthinking this one, isn't she?
God.
Isn't she kind of putting herself on a bigger pedestal than what she was on?
Yeah. So here's what Blake Lively is suing for. $161 million in damages from what she calls a coordinated smear campaign tied to the film It Ends With Us.
Who's she suing?
She is suing co-star and director Justin Baldoni, another producer, Jamie Heath, studio head Steve Sikorowicz, and their publicist.
She's never going to win this.
According to court filings, Lively's lawyers said she lost at least $56 million in acting, producing, and endorsement work for the future. How they get that, I don't know. Plus another $49 million from her beauty brand, which is called Blake Brown. Never even heard of it. $22 million from her drink line, Betty Booze.
Betty Booze?
Yeah. People stop buying it because they're mad at her. They also estimate $34 million in reputational harm from more than 65 million negative social media impressions.
She is a pain in the butt.
She really is.
She just looks for ways to be a pain.
I'm just done with her. I'm done with you. Just stop. Just stop it.
You're
all.
Done with me?
No, her.
Oh,
yeah, her.
You said you. I thought you meant me.
No, her.
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah, I don't like her either.
I mean, right?
I don't know her, but I don't like her. Okay? And she's, it's all about the money. She's trying to sue, you know, everybody. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And how she thinks she's worth $160
million? 161.
Yeah.
161 million.
One.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Whatever. Good luck there, right. Blakey. Good luck. Okay. Did you guys see Jeremy? Is it Renner? Renner? He's the guy that fell off his snowcat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jeremy Renner, he is facing allegations from a Chinese filmmaker. I'm going to say her name is like Yazoo. Yazoo. Like I chew, but Yazoo. I don't know her name. Anyway, she accuses him of sending her wiener pictures. This is Jeremy. Jeremy was sending her wiener pictures that he was drunk and said that he was going to call ICE on her because she wouldn't like, you know, I guess she has all the texts to prove it.
Is this before the crash?
This is after.
After the crash?
Yeah, so it could be brain damage.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's intense.
Because people love him and everybody thinks he's a superhero because he came back basically from the dead, right? From this accident. And so all this sexual material, he made threats. She said he intentionally pursued her romantically, but then it became emotional abuse. She confronted him about his behavior. He threatened to contact immigration authorities and he even has it in text. She came forward, she says, to protect other women and to reclaim her professional reputation.
Well, if she has it in text, then he deserves what he gets.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree. Yeah. So, and that's a shame because everybody loved him.
I honestly, you never hear a bad thing about him.
Right? Why do we love him?
Because
I don't know why we loved him.
Well, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
First of all.
And his comeback story is just crazy.
He was
crazy.
Dead. Yeah. He was literally dead.
He had to learn how to walk, everything again.
Yeah, because this snowcat, you know, because everybody has a snowcat.
Well, he obviously wasn't that disabled.
Well, it ran over him. And remember, I mean, he'd like literally, it crushed his whole body.
I know, but he came back strong with these texts and pictures.
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah. Anyway, the first trailer of the upcoming Michael Jackson biopic was released on Thursday, offering a glimpse of the pop icon brought back to life by his nephew. It's called Michael, which is scheduled for international release in April of 2026. It'll follow his life from childhood years as part of the Jackson 5 to his death in 2009. And his 29-year-old nephew is the one that put it all together.
I'm a little disappointed with the Michael Jackson.
Why is that?
Well, he doesn't look like him. I was expecting something. I've seen imposters before, and they look a lot like him. This guy, I don't know. It's a stretch. So I don't know.
I think isn't it Jermaine?
I doubt if it's Jermaine. Jermaine's probably in his 70s.
I don't know. They probably use different Jacksons
Jermaine's
to do
probably at least because
they're
65.
Doing his whole life, you know. So they have to do a little one to the.
No, I saw the guy's picture.
Oh, you did
earlier. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they have a picture of him not made up and then him made up, and he still doesn't really. I mean, kind of resembles, but not really.
Gotcha. All right, anyway, Morgan Wallen fans are really, really upset. Are you upset, Carson?
No, okay. I'm not upset.
Okay, well, people say they're really, really upset. Pre-sale prices for the tour, which, by the way, is coming here, seats in the nosebleed start at $350 a ticket.
See, that's why I'm not, I didn't even mess with the pre-sale. I'm not going to mess with the on-sale, nothing like that. I'm just going to wait till a couple days before.
Because that's what your friends did
last
time.
Yeah, and they got a great deal, literally $100 for lower seats. And we paid $320 for like middle of the stadium.
That's why I'm hoping that happens with Youngblood, you know?
Well,
it's just crazy.
You got a better shot at it too with the stadium.
Yeah.
That's true.
Much better.
Yeah.
A lot of tickets.
Agreed. Like Ball Arena, if Ball Arena sells out, then you're going to have a tough time.
Red Rock's tough.
Hey, that's where Youngblood's going to be.
Well, I'm just saying, the stadium makes it a lot easier.
Seats ranging at $350 for nosebleeds. Then it says if you want to be in a lower level good seat, he's charging $1,200. $1,200.
That's insane.
And if you want pit access, it goes up for over $900. That is...
But you were seeing when you tried to buy tickets for Youngblood, I mean, what those tickets, maybe ridiculous. Five rows from the stage, they were like $2,000 a piece.
Yeah, $2,300.
Jeez.
I don't know how people afford to go to concerts anymore, to be honest with you.
Me either.
That's why you have to listen to the radio and win tickets. Oh, let's see what I did there. Yeah. Boom. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tumble trash.
It is a BJ and Jamie morning show here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On a Friday,
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morty Show. Jamie's been investigating a breakup rumor. Okay, well, and this is big.
It's big.
And I said from the beginning, it's never going to work.
That was 10 years ago.
I've said from the very beginning, Jamie, I'm dead on.
But 10 years ago was a long time that it worked. 10 years ago is a very long
oil
time.
Oil and water, man.
Yeah, you guys, so listen, we just got a tip on the text NATO line. And so I looked it up, and it seems to be true. It says, let me just read this. It's been 7 months since they last posted on a red carpet together.
Haven't said who it is yet.
I know that. It was like guessing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. 7 months they haven't been seen on the red carpet together. Okay. One is pop and one is country.
Oil and water. Never worked.
For 10 years.
Never going to work.
They met 10 years ago after they both had really public breakups, right? And they found solace, if you will, in each other because they both had really humiliating public breakups. One girl... She was married to a guy that hooked up with the nanny. The other guy, I'm giving all the hints, right?
Yeah.
The other guy, he was married to a girl that she just got a little bit bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, as far as wide, right? And so she just kept getting bigger. And then she was married to a guy that hooked up with the nanny. Any guesses who they are?
He loves whiskey.
He does. That is good.
He has a cup
yeah, he
that
does.
He drinks from a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. On TV.
Right. So they've been together for 10 years. They've been married for 4. Okay. Mm-hmm. And one is a really snappy dresser, and one looks like, I don't know, like not even good as Cabela's.
Yeah.
More like Walmart.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any doubt who it is.
Right? It's Donnie and Marie. Their tour is over. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. So, no, it's Blake and Gwen.
Yeah.
They said that they might be over.
I haven't seen anything on it. I've not seen them together, so I don't know.
Here's the headline. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani have been living separate lives after 4 years of marriage. Wow.
Yeah.
7 months they haven't been seen on the red carpet.
Yeah. You know, but they never looked like a couple to me. Did they, you?
Well, he's very Oklahoma and she's very L.A.
Then he built that, like, I don't know, like tiki huts and stuff in Oklahoma on a farm.
I mean, he likes to farm. He likes to be in the dirt and stuff like that. And she's like more high fashion, L.A., that kind of thing.
And when you see New York. Tiki huts in Oklahoma, it's almost like they're trying too hard to make the two cultures fit. Okay? It just didn't work. And if this is true, then they could be on the outs.
Like, he likes to be on a Kubota tractor, right? Just digging up stuff for digging purposes. And she likes to be in high fashion. And, like, you can't wear that ball gown out on a Kubota.
No.
No, so.
Who knows? But, you know, it's not been a rumor, though, that's been out there, has it?
No,
as far as, you know, in our face, because that's a big deal.
Yeah, I haven't seen it at all. Another thing I want to bring up. So a friend of mine, Lyle the Crocodile.
Now.
Even though his name is Niall. I know, but nobody knows that movie. That's why it's getting me confused.
Yeah, but his name is Niall, so it's Niall Crocodile.
Right, but it's based on Lyle the Crocodile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody knows that movie.
I think a lot more people know than you think knows. Yeah. Well, you don't have a small kid. If you have small children, you know Lyle Crocodile.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a young child thing.
No, it's the parents that take their kids to to movies that are for kids.
Right. Yeah. I just don't know if it was a big hit.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, not only the kids know, but if you're a parent, you know too.
Right.
Because you went.
Okay. Well, anyway, going back to what I was talking about, whatever his name is, Niall, he just told me he's trying to get ACD tickets and the floor tickets are $3,000 a piece.
Oh, that's stupid.
Is that ridiculous?
Yeah, it's way overpriced.
Oh, my
way
God.
Way overpriced.
It's like Carson and I were just talking about it off the air. That, what's it, dynamic pricing?
Yeah, the dynamic pricing that they use to, like, fluctuate the ticket prices based on demand.
Right, but everybody's in the queue right now. So the system thinks, oh, my gosh, this is a really hot ticket, so we're going to raise the prices.
That's why I never, like, that's why I'm not going to do any pre-sales or general on-sales because, yeah, it's a fluctuation in people. Of course, you're going to have thousands waiting in a queue, and the dynamic algorithms will be like, oh, charge these people all this money.
Yeah.
I'll bet you it'd be hard to find anybody that paid $3,000 to see AC/DC.
I don't know.
I mean, you're going to have some people that will buy them just because
they think they can resell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get the hopes
of
dreams. You're
going to lose money. No one's going to buy that for $3,000.
Yeah, you're not going to resell it for more.
Well, I think that you are, Carson, our perfect experiment with the Morgan Wallen, like the first time, and then your friends just burned your ass because you paid all that money, and they bought them the day before.
Literally, like they saved $200 compared to me. I was like, what? And they had way better seats. So bad.
You got to wait.
Yeah, gotta
wait.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You can get Bronco tickets too if you just show up at the stadium. I've done that so many times. You go down to the stadium and just hang out there. It might be 5 minutes after the kickoff, but you'll get a ticket for half the price.
Yeah, because people are just dumping their tickets. Yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, must be the money. The money. We're talking Mega Millions money. Right here with the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did you get your numbers?
I did.
I sent them to you.
Yeah. Okay. I got them. I feel. You know what? I feel pretty good about these, BJ.
Do
I feel
you?
Like, woo,
what
yeah.
line do you like best there? Okay, look at that line. We have 5 lines of numbers.
Yeah.
So what line looks very lucky to you?
The one with the 12 and the 25.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's solid, you have to admit.
Yep.
I like that one. You know what it is about these lines here, though? Let me explain something, okay? I put together these numbers based on things that I related to, okay?
Yeah.
And I came up with all these numbers, blah, 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 blah. The only line on there that I even recognize any of the numbers is the very first line. The rest of them, I don't know where these numbers came from.
Oh, really?
I can't remember why I chose them, but I picked every one of the numbers.
Well, huh. So
that's because this lottery's been going off for the last 2 months.
You don't know a two-year-old?
No. No. That two, I'm thinking Frog was born in February.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking that might have something to do with it.
Then what's the three for?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember what the three.
Okay. All right.
Maybe I had three boys in the previous marriage. Now well, I'm just coming up with stuff, you know?
All right. We're going to win.
The 1-5, you see the 1-5-16, that line there? Yeah. Every one of those numbers I get, okay? Rest of them, I don't have a clue. Huh. But nevertheless, we're in the drawing tonight. $843 million.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I can't wait to win it.
Yes, big. This is big.
I mean,
man.
Somebody has to, right, at some point. It might as well be us.
And you can't win if you don't play.
Exactly. What a great line that was. I mean, like, when you really think about that, it always comes to your head when you're like, I'm not going to play. And then it goes, you can't win if you don't play. It, like, sticks with you.
Exactly
that,
right.
That third line on here, that 12-25,
yeah.
That's a winner.
That is a winner.
That is a winner.
Yeah, at least, like, $4.
For the BJ. Well, no, I meant jackpot.
Oh, sorry.
$4. There's the music. That means the week is over. Off we go into the weekend. Thank you for listening to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show all week long. Jamie, you got a busy weekend now that you're staying back here, or are you just going to rest up?
I'm just going to take care of my head wound.
That a girl.
Yeah, just head wound Harry here.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to read this. It says, so far, this was 2 hours ago, 824 domestic flights have been canceled. 1,000 flights have been delayed. Again, that was as of 2 hours ago. So I'm sure it's just going to keep increasing.
Check.
That's across the country.
Check with your airlines.
Yep. Yep.
Bottom line, right?
Yep.
And who knows where it goes from here?
Maybe. Cancellations at DIA 74 as of today. Total delays at DIA right now, 87. So there you go.
Doesn't appear DIA's gotten that much worse. We'll just say. Can't really judge it. Just got to kind of go hour by hour out there. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy and be safe. We'll see you back here on Monday. How about that? Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.